RJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike Hill sitting in for Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. I'm calling in from Pensacola, Florida. And those of you who have listened to Dr. Youngblood's his show, Let's Face the Issues, on a regular basis, know that from time to time, I'm either a guest on his show or I actually host a show. Today, I have the privilege of hosting the show for Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, and that is always a privilege and an honor for me. For those of you who haven't heard about me before, as I say, I'm from Pensacola, Florida. I'm a small business owner. I own an insurance and financial services agency. I've been doing that now for 26 years. Before that, I'm sorry, 36 years I've been doing that. Before that, I was active duty Air Force officer for 10 years after graduating from the Air Force Academy. I also spent some time as an elected official in the Florida State House from 2013 through 2020, first representing District 2, which is in the panhandle of Florida, and then District 1. So that's just a little bit about my background, and we're going to be discussing many issues today, and I want to hear your thoughts, want to hear your input. So as we go along, and if you hear something you would like to comment on or give your opinion, the number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Let's Face the Issues is brought to you in part by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time is an outdoor dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own their own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for a Time also has a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, including Honda and Echo generators. Tools for a Time staff can answer all of your homeowner and professional and backup power equipment questions. They're located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, near the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295, right at the base of the gigantic 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flying 24/7. They can be reached online at toolsforatime.com. That's toolsforatime.com. I recently came across an article from WorldNet Daily. The title of the article says, "Not an Oversight. Publishers, Libraries are Scrubbing Christianity Out of the American Story." Then the headline reads, "A generation that does not know where their freedoms come from will not know why those freedoms are worth fighting for." And that's the truth. So the article goes on to say, a new study has confirmed that libraries and publishers are working on cleaning Christianity out of the American story. Ladies and gentlemen, why do you think that is? Call in with your thoughts. Why are we seeing now that those on the left are the only ones who are doing this, that libraries and publishers are working on cleaning Christianity out of the American story? This study that was done from publisher Brave Books, the study was called The America 250 Faith Gap. So there are a lot of things going on now with celebrating America's semi-quincentennial, our 250th birthday. And this publisher called Brave Books has done a study, the America 250 Faith Gap, the study was called. And they reviewed more than 300 books from 25 reading lists assembled by children's publishers, libraries, and others. Among those so-called top books, there were no titles directly addressing faith, explained the New York Post report on the results. What do you think of that, ladies and gentlemen? Why on earth would you see that right now over 300 books were reviewed, and these were from 25 reading lists assembled by children's publishers, libraries, and others, and there were no titles, not one, directly addressing faith, nor were there titles directly addressing religious liberty and Christianity's role in the founding of the U.S. I wonder why that is. That's even though the First Amendment deals specifically with religious rights. What does the First Amendment to our Constitution state? The First Amendment to our Constitution states, and I'm going to read it to you here, Congress shall make no law respecting or establishing of religion. That's where a lot of the people on the left stop, right there. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. They don't go on reading the rest of the amendment, which states, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. In other words, Congress was not supposed to develop a national religion. Everything that our founding fathers were fleeing from Great Britain and other European nations who had a national religion that everyone had to adhere to on punishment of imprisonment or torture if you did not. So our founding fathers says there was not going to be an establishment of a national religion, a government-sponsored religion that everyone had to follow. Instead, they are saying that Congress will not prohibit the free exercise of your deeply held religious beliefs or abridging the freedom of speech that is so closely tied to your freedom of religion, because you should be able to worship God how you want to worship God, how you interpret the Bible to say. Now, that is not to say that we should all accept what everyone says that the Bible is trying to express to us. And a person who comes to mind right away is the Democrat candidate out of Texas, Tallarico, and some folks are nicknaming him Tallafrico because he is coming up with some crazy ideas that he says are in the Bible, such as, God is unisex, that God accepts transgenders, and all this other nonsense. I do not understand why the Democrats are putting forth these crazy candidates running for office, this Talafrico in Texas, this Plattner up in Maine, a Nazi, an abuser of his spouse, documented. And that's who they bring forward. It's crazy. In Los Angeles, Karen Bass for their mayor, who they know is incompetent, who they know she is a professed communist. That's who they bring forward and had to cheat to remove Pratt from the running because they knew that he was such a threat and would possibly win that mayoral race. But that's just right now. Let's get back to the article that even though the First Amendment deals specifically with religious rights, these books that were reviewed by a publisher called Brave Books saw that anything addressing religion or faith was intentionally scrubbed from the books or scrubbed from the libraries that were in these books. There were no titles on the Great Awakening, the faith lives of the founders, or the Black Church's role in history. There were no books about that at all in these libraries. However, there were books that included Ibram X. Kendi's, who is, we know, the Black racist. His book, Stamped for Kids, Nicole Hannah Jones, Born on the Water, a picture book tied to the made-up 1619 Project. So all these nonsensical books that promote Black racism, like Black Lives Matter, DEI, critical race theory, all that, you could find those in plenty in these libraries and in these school textbooks, but you could not find anything about Christianity or the faith of this nation of which it was founded. And the report said, this is a report that came from a group, a publisher called Brave Books. The report said that there were books on the list, get this is in children's libraries, about transgender activism, the 1969 Stonewall riots promoting the LGBT lifestyle choices, and sympathetic biographies of pro-transgender Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. This is what the left is feeding our children right now. I see a huge problem with that. How about you? Do you see a problem with it? What is the problem with promoting anti-Christian, removing Christianity altogether from our libraries and children's books, and instead promoting transgender activism, LGBTQ lifestyle choices, and sympathetic biographies of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? It's a shame that they are doing. There were no equivalent writings about Republicans that this publisher, Brave Books, was able to find. No equivalent writings about Republicans. Now, here's a question for you. Why is Christianity being scrubbed out of the American story? What are your thoughts? Why is Christianity being scrubbed out of the American story? Is it not being scrubbed out? Is that just being absurd? Is it because today's executives are poorly educated and are ignorant of Christianity's role in America? Is it because it's the spirit of Antichrist at work, diligently working to squelch anything to do with the true God, Jesus Christ? Or are you not sure at all? What are your thoughts about that? I'd like to hear them. You can call in at 904-831-0917. Now, this New York Times report confirmed that according to Brave Books, these are the publishers who did the study, the most common themes across the list were the American Revolution, minority perspectives, black history, civil rights, and women's history. Now, these were books that were supposed to be celebrating our America's 250th anniversary, our semi-quincentennial. The books focused on American symbols, the classics, the founders, and civics made up the minority of the recommendations. So the majority of the books gave a minority perspective, including black history, civil rights, and women's history. There's nothing wrong with that, but let's make it a level. Instead, what they did was the minority of the recommendations were about American symbols, the American classics, and the founders and the civics, which make up our nation. That was in a minority. Brave Books' assessment was that the agenda behind the list was to reframe America's story, not celebrate it. And we're seeing that all over the place, that those on the left do not want to celebrate this great nation. It is so interesting. We're seeing with the World Cup soccer tournament that's being held in different cities throughout the U.S. right now, that people from all over the world have come to the U.S., many for their first time, and they celebrate the United States. A lot of them are amazed at what they're finding here, and they're pleased with what they are finding. Everything from our food to our culture to our stadiums, hotel accommodations, that they are celebratory and they are amazed and they are pleased. But those on the left do their best to tear this nation down. And we are seeing it right before our eyes, how President Trump, getting ready for July 4th, has cleaned up Washington, D.C. He has restored monuments and fountains, and we see the reflecting pool that's in front of the Jefferson Memorial and the Lincoln Memorial, and the huge pool that is there. He cleaned it up for the first time. It was cleaned up in over 40, probably 50 years. And it was sparkling clean. And then there were vandals who destroyed it. They went in and cut a 350-foot slash into the lining of the pool, which causes it to leak, causes more damage, causes algae to grow. And then they put fertilizer in there, phosphates. They put it in the pool, which causes the algae to bloom. And so now Trump is cleaning it up again, and thank goodness they are making arrests for the vandals who did that. Now, back to our article that Brave Book wrote, Brave Books, a publisher, their assessment about the agenda behind the list of books found in libraries today that tried to reframe America's story and not celebrate it. That is the left's agenda. That is the Democrats' agenda. And we see it from top to bottom, everywhere. Here is Trump doing an amazing job with America's economy. We are seeing the Dow Jones hitting levels not seen before. 51,000 at the Dow Jones, getting close to 52,000, unheard of. And Trump has made this statement. He said it is going to hit 100,000. that the Dow Jones will hit 100,000. And when I first heard him say that, I thought that was Trump, you know, just talking again. Sometimes Trump will say things that seem to be a little outlandish, but they almost always turn out to be correct. They turn out to be true. And I was reading this article a few days after Trump made that statement that the Dow Jones is going to hit 100,000. And this article said, it is true. The Dow Jones will hit 100,000 because of at least these three issues. One, the artificial intelligence data centers said that is going to create such a boom. Two, because Trump is opening up energy in America, everything from pipelines to drilling to coal. We are now exporting energy. The United States is exporting energy. Can you believe that? Back when Jimmy Carter was president, they were saying we were going to run out of oil in 30 years, and Jimmy Carter was making us drive at 55 miles per hour on our highways, and you had to turn off lights in every room that you left and keep your tires and all that nonsense. And now here we are, because of American ingenuity and technology, we are actually exporting energy. There are companies who are buying oil and gas and coal from the United States. So that was number two on the list of why the Dow Jones is going to hit 100,000. Number one was because of the artificial intelligence boom that it is going to bring, including the data centers. Number two being the opening up of energy in America, thanks to President Trump. And number three, all of the foreign investments that are being made into the United States right now, trillions of dollars. Foreign companies, foreign countries are investing in U.S. Companies right now. They are investing in the U.S. And because of those three features, AI and its data centers, opening up the energy in America, and foreign investment coming into America, Trump predicts, and this article says he is correct, that the Dow Jones is going to hit 100,000. Utterly amazing. Now, of course, there are going to be some ups and downs along the way, but should the Dow Jones hit 100,000, it will truly be a golden age in America. Okay, now, back to our article, where this publisher, Brave Books, did an assessment on what they are finding in children's libraries and also books that are available now for our 250th anniversary. They're saying that the books that they are reading, that they came across, over 300 books, they found that they're trying to reframe America's story, not celebrate it, just like Democrats. Now, former HUD Secretary Ben Carson and OutKick host Riley Gaines, both Brave Books authors, unleashed their criticism on what the Democrats are doing right now. The Declaration of Independence says our rights come from our Creator, Ben Carson said. Benjamin Franklin called the Constitutional Convention to prayer before they produced a document that has stood for 250 years. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that is the longest Constitution anywhere in the world. There is no other nation, even though we are one of the youngest nations, there is no other nation that has a constitution that has withstood the test of time of 250 years. They don't even come close. Now, Ben Carson said George Washington survived battle after battle in ways that defied all human explanation. These men knew where their strength came from. The assessment of the study had Brave Books, these are the publishers who conducted the study, concluding that the exclusion of faith leaves students with a skewed view of U.S. history. And I would like to add, it's not a good view. They are trying to tear down the United States on every front as best that they can. And I want to get your thoughts on that to the listeners. Why are Democrats so determined to not celebrate America? Why are they trying to tear it down? I would like to hear your thoughts. The number to call in is 904-831-0917. Ben Carson goes on to say, a generation that does not know where their freedoms come from will not know why those freedoms are worth fighting for. Ronald Reagan said freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. Ben Carson goes on to say he was not exaggerating. Ronald Reagan was being precise. When you raise children on a version of history that calls America complicated and unfinished, and never once tell them that this country was founded by men of extraordinary faith and courage who believed that they were accountable to God for what they built, you are not educating them. You are making them vulnerable. Trent Talbot, chief of Brave Books, said, when reading lists for America's 250th anniversary, don't include a single book acknowledging Christianity's role. That's not an oversight. That's a choice. And they are dead on. The left is just trying their best to destroy any vestige that this nation was built on Christian principles, that our founders were Christians. The vast majority, not just the vast majority, if you look at all those who were there at the first constitutional convention and were putting together our Constitution and the Bill of Rights and getting the Constitution ratified, the signers of the Declaration of Independence, they were all Christians, despite what you hear that Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and some of the others were not Christians, but at the best, at most, they were deists, which is not true. When you go back and read their original writings, it is so plain to see that they are indeed Christians. This nation was founded by Christians. It was founded on Christian principles. And this is indeed a Christian nation that is under attack right now by Democrats and by others who do not want it to be a Christian nation, including what we saw with the Biden administration, the invasion which came across our borders of all the unvetted immigrants and a lot of the Muslims that were imported intentionally by the Obama administration, brought here to such areas as Minnesota, Minneapolis, even into Texas, where these huge Muslim communities are there. They were brought here intentionally by Obama. Joe Biden wanted to continue it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike Hill sitting in for Dr. Gene Youngblood on Let's Face the Issues. We will continue after the hard break at the top of the hour. I'll see you then.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu. WT. WTRJ-FM, Orange Park. WAYL-FM, St. Augustine. WATY-FM, Folkston. WMUV-HD4, Brunswick. And W272-CY,